Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. I despise every character in this game. They are so unlikable. And the problem is that they are all the same character. Everybody in this game is a needlessly sarcastic jerk for absolutely no reason. I think the issue here is they couldn't make a funny game. This is not a game that is a comedy. It's not trying to make you laugh. So their solution was, let's make everybody very quippy. And with Orson Scott Card on board, they just made everybody very sarcastic. So there's rarely a line that is said in a non-sarcastic way. It just makes everyone just seem so combative and awful, and I didn't enjoy any of these characters. I feel like all of that should have been offloaded onto Brink or just one character, but everybody just feels like the same kind of character, and I don't want to hang out with them.
So, okay, I will try to defend that a bit. I think, so Robert Patrick as Lowe is great. He's it's weird. Sometimes he sounds like he's like being held at gunpoint to say his lines, but a lot of the time he just seems to get into the character and does a great job. Mary Vice is great as Maggie. She's brilliant all the way through. Brink is just hire a German. That's my tip. If you want to have a German character, hire a German. They speak great English for the most part.
It does sound like, I love Steve Bloom, and I kind of like this performance because it is over the top, but it sounds like he's playing a Nazi in an Indiana Jones movie or something like that.
Exactly. And I don't know. But I don't think they're all quite the same in the sense that they are three horrible stereotypes, but they do have different stereotypes. I think the fact that Brink becomes a cartoon villain very quickly in the game is a shame. But I do like Lowe. I would like to sit down and have a chat with Commander Lowe.
I think he is the most likable one, but that could just be because I am in control of him and I'm maybe just, you know, putting myself in his shoes.
Weirdly, Robert Patrick's performance really reminds me of Ron Livingston's performance in Defying Gravity. And they're the same. They are in charge and they're not going to back down on that, and I really like that about the character. But they're not in charge, they're not a dick about it, they're just authoritative and solid, and I like that about Lowe.
Yeah, I just don't know if Orson Scott Card is informing a lot of this. I just feel like I know too much about how hateful he is as a person that he's filling these characters with his own sense of hatred, but I could be going a bit too far.
I think that's really interesting. So when I originally played the game, I knew, didn't even know who he was, and when I played it in 2011, I don't know whether it was known whether the whole homophobic thing had come out then or not, but I didn't make that association. So it definitely wasn't informing how I approached it. I can't, you know, as I was watching the opening today, and yeah, then I was thinking, oh gosh, you really do sound like someone who doesn't like women very much. The way that Maggie Robbins is, you know, that awful archetype of snarky, sassy, how men think women are sassy.
Yeah, it's very 90s gender politics in this game. And yeah. Another thing...
Oh, you women and your ways. Oh, you men.
Yeah, men are pigs and women are all very catty in this weird skewed perspective of the world. And one thing I also didn't like about the game, and I want to know if you agree with me, is that I feel like something that really took me out of this game is that the characters, they really don't act like human beings would in many situations, where I wanted to see more fear or excitement or anxiety, but everybody just was very, very glib throughout this game. So I ended up liking Brink more because when he went insane, there was at least something there. I feel like everybody was just pretty flat, and that is in terms of the acting for a few of the characters as well.
I feel like that, again, that's maybe defendable in sense of the calm. So when Brink dies, which is very early on, if spoiler warriors, both Lowe and Robbins don't really seem to care. But then you realize if this is the level of the writing, and maybe I'm doing all the work for them, I don't know, actually they are steely astronauts who get the job done. You don't get to, stop, fall on your knees and cry. You have to keep going, otherwise, your spaceship crashes. And that approach and that attitude would defend that slightly,
Yeah,
maybe.
maybe the fourth character would have helped. I just would have liked to see somebody who was not as sure of themselves, was not saying, let's split up and all walk off in a random direction in this alien world. I wanted to see somebody saying, I don't know what's happening. We're going to die. We need food and water. But the second they land, everyone on your crew is like, well, this is just great. Here we are. I didn't even pack a lunch. Everyone is just so glib about this life or death situation. I just wanted some kind of realistic human emotion from them, and I wasn't really getting it. I could see maybe from Boston or Brink, but maybe Maggie should have been the one who acted more like a human being. I don't know if that would have been sexist, but I feel like there should have been something more relatable when these characters are in danger that I wasn't really seeing in the game.
I think, yeah, it would have been a much better game if they'd done that. I think there's an interesting thing about you saying about the fourth character. I found that in this interview with maybe it's a Spanish site. I need to actually dig into who this site is. But Moriarty is talking about the fourth character, Toshi Olima, son of a Japanese tycoon who bribes his way onto a space shuttle mission. And then he said someone pointed out to him during production that Olima is a very unlikely name for someone of Japanese descent because of the consonant L. And so he was like, this is great. I love this. Now we've got a mystery about why he has this last name that he shouldn't have. And they said the character became independent of my ideas about him. And so I was like, yeah, it sounded like that would have been, if that sort of writing had been there, that sort of sense of, oh, I've got these characters and I want them to come alive and think and, go in directions I wasn't expecting. That certainly is not in the nature of the characters in this game.
Definitely not. And if you look at the cover art for the dig, it feels like this fourth character was taken out rather late because the fourth astronaut on the cover is airbrushed out. But if you look at the cover of the audiobook version of the novel, there are the four astronauts as originally depicted on the cover art. So you can see the original
Oh,
cover if you
wow.
dig up the if you look, just go on Google Image Search and look for the audiobook cover. You can see all four astronauts on the cover, and you can definitely see where the fourth one was airbrushed away.
That's amazing.